Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jason.
We're back for the secret podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The secret is the feed address, not the existence of the podcast.
I thought the secret was like just a dash of cinnamon.
And some MSG, a lot of MSG.
A lot of MSG, yeah. Really. That really helps.
So, Chris, I don't know how the secret podcasts are going to go the next couple of weeks, only because there's Christmas and you're going to be on vacation. So we're not going to commit to having these every single week, but we will try to have them here and there. So
they might be shorter.
That could be too. Yeah. My mom is my mom's coming to visit on
have her on the
Monday.
Show. Invite her on.
Oh we'll yeah, she does not know. No, she's not interested in that. She could tell you about I don't even know what. Her medication.
I'll get my parents on. We'll have your parents on.
She could talk about
your mom. My mom.
She could talk about football. Yeah, that's good. That would be good. That would be good. Your dad and my mom could talk about sports stuff.
That's true. That's true.
They could do that. I think
not so much my mom. She doesn't talk about sports stuff.
Yeah,
not after the incident. No, I don't.
Or we could have your mom talk to my wife about library things. Well, your
also
dad was a librarian too, right?
Yeah, he was a librarian too.
Yes. Okay. Well,
lots of librarians.
That's a different podcast, I think.
Which one, but okay.
We did, it's a library podcast that doesn't exist. There are library podcasts, but that one doesn't exist. We've gone afield here. The first Six Colors magazine came out.
Yeah.
If people didn't get that in their mailbox, they ought to check their mailbox, check their spam filters or whatever, because we sent it out yesterday morning.
And if you still didn't find it, you should probably email us.
Yeah, you should, because I'll send you a copy.
Friendly,
and let us know what you think. It's got a couple of pieces by me and a piece by Dan, and it's you have the back page column, which is silly.
Yeah, it is pretty ridiculous.
Intentionally
we'll
silly.
They're all that ridiculous. They may not be, but
they may not be.
I got at least one piece of feedback saying it was
classic back page column.
Yeah, just the right amount of ridiculous. Well, it's funny because I sort of allude to this in the beginning of that column, but I really did. I remember I would read my Macworld cover to cover, and I would always read. I mean, I wouldn't always read it in order, but I would always read the back page last because that was my favorite. And I think for the most part, while I was, this was probably my teenage years, I think for the most part it was Guy Kawasaki for a lot of that time. And I enjoyed it because it was just so much more, there didn't seem to be any constraints or bounds on it, really. It often just talked about like crazy things or just future things, and that was always fun. And of course, there have been a variety of other different columnists in there over the years. But I think the other one that stuck with me for a really long time is that there was one written by Douglas Adams.
Yes.
95, I don't know.
So
somewhere in the mid-90s.
I have stories about both of these things. First off, Kawasaki originally was the back page columnist at MacUser. And I think he invested in a vendor at some point. He invested in them, or they paid him for endorsing them, or both. I forget what it was. And basically, the MacUser people said, "You can't do that. It's not. We're not gonna let our back page columnist be that involved with endorsing products or whatever." And he said, "All right." And he was dropped. And like 2 months later, he was the back page columnist at Macworld, who apparently had no problem with his existing endorsement deal or something, which is just a weird. And I'm trying to imagine how that negotiation went down.
Yeah.
But the other story I have is one of my boss quite a while at MacUser was Jim Bradbury. And he was sort of their contact with Douglas Adams. And every now and then, he would write a piece. But Douglas Adams would not keep to any schedule. So
yes,
he sent
famously abhorred deadlines.
Yeah, so he sent a piece to Jim and said, "You could use this if you want." And it came in over a weekend or something like that. And by the time Jim responded to it, it turned out he had also sent it to Macworld, and Macworld had responded faster.
Ha!
And that's why that column was in Macworld, because we had it too. But you snooze, you lose, I guess, with Douglas Adams.
If you're Douglas Adams and can sort of name your own.
Yeah.
Emir Price, I guess. But yeah, well, I mean, and so, I did get a chance to write the back page column a couple times in my tenure. I think we had renamed it to Spotlight, I think, at that point.
Yeah.
Which is ironic. Now, I saw the movie Spotlight a few weeks ago, which is like, oh, well.
It's not about that. It's more the command space Spotlight is what we were going for. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, Yeah, and so I really enjoyed always writing that column, even if at times you did, you know, hit that panic moment of like, oh my God, I've got a column due. I've got to come up with something great to write about. But it was always fun, and so I kind of enjoyed, even though there is no back to this email or page.
No, I did put it at the end.
Yeah, I think that's where it belongs. Maybe after that whole list of links next time, just way at the end.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't decided what to do that. Anyway, people should check it out. I wrote a piece about Apple's tendency to force new technology and when it's good and when it's bad, and a piece about me using the iPad Pro. And then there's a little thing called By Request where a subscriber sends in a request and we write a piece about it on request, basically. So I did a thing about convergence between iOS and OS X. I got to go back and listen to my audio file that I have of my interview with Craig Federighi and Phil Schiller from January 14, which was kind of fun to get the verbatim quote that I wanted out of there. The conditions were like no transcripts and don't post the audio. So I would post the audio somewhere, but instead I think just I went back to it and made sure I had the quote exactly right. And what I use about the iPad Pro, I should say, because in it, I mentioned this on the Upgrade podcast that I do with Mike Hurley, and it's in the magazine that I decided basically over the weekend that I would buy an iPad Pro because I'm really liking the iPad Pro, and I decided I wanted to probably get one. And my wife said, well, the way, you know, we're doing business, that we want our business to basically, the idea is that you put the business expenses in this year, you want the business to break even for the year, because any profits that are in the business, I still have to pay taxes on. So it's a whole thing. So I bought an iPad Pro, and it was like, well, you'll get it like December 28th, 29th, something like that. All right, whatever. It came today. It's right here. I don't know what's going on with that. But
bad inventory management, I guess,
yeah,
or tracking.
They don't want to promise, but maybe. But, you know, yeah, it was definitely like, no, don't order this if you want it at Christmas time. Mm-mm. And it just showed up.
Santa simply cannot fit it in his sleigh.
Oh, goes in the auxiliary sleigh that comes.
Ah, the backup sleigh.
The New Year's sleigh. I don't know. anyway, people should check that out and let us know what you think. And we'll continue to work on it. It's a first attempt. Email is primitive. And so I was struggling with a lot of the email layout stuff and learned some things there. And I heard from some people who said, oh, it's very long for an email. You should be able to, if you're like an Instapaper user or something, I think you can even like forward that message and get it in Instapaper. But we'll look at doing like a PDF or EPUB
if you're
or something.
If you're on iOS 9, you're reading it, you can, of course, use, I think I wrote this tip up way back when iOS 9 was still in beta, but there's a option in the action sheet to save as a PDF to iBooks if you have that installed.
Yeah. Yep.
And of course, you can print a PDF if you're on your Mac. And
so there are lots,
I don't know what to do with it then, but there are
lots
options.
Of ways. What we're not going to do is like lay it out 10 different ways because that's kind of a lot of work.
Yeah. Send it over to the art department, why don't you?
Yeah, seriously. I miss having an art department. That was nice. Hey, designers, make this look good. And nope, we don't have that anymore. So anyway, it's fun. It's check it out and let us know what you think. Or maybe the reading is not for you and you're all about the podcast, in which case, hi. Thanks.
Hi.
Holiday guide. We're working on a couple of holiday guide things. We posted those game ones that we talked about last week. I know you are working on, which one are you working on?
I've done some work on services.
Yeah.
Services that you might be interested in either getting for yourself or for someone else, you know. We've got a handful in there. We might add some more.
And I'm doing an Apple hardware. It's sort of like an opinionated walk through all of Apple's hardware and like who should get what. And I'm hoping to get that done today. But quite honestly, I'm surrounded by boxes and cards right now because I've been doing my holiday cards at the last minute and some boxes for some people who do incomparable podcast stuff. And that's sort of sucked my last 2 hours out. But I'm hoping to get that. Some of that stuff up and on the site this week. Although we did have our friend Philip Michaels returned with more Christmas music commentary. And we posted that today, which is the holiday playlist mistakes. Because Phil, more than anyone I know, has opinions about holiday music.
He's the man to go to for that sort of thing. It's all gold.
He does. He has strong strong feelings and deep knowledge. And as he says in the piece, his iTunes library is a horror show that he will just buy the worst holiday songs. And the piece is basically, it's very funny because that's, I mean, how to explain Phil. It's like Phil is a very funny guy and he writes funny things. And so every so often I ask him if there's something that he would like to write that is funny for Six Colors now.
I owe to him I feel that Santa Baby had always made me uncomfortable, but I was unable to put exactly why into words. And I think he's done me a service in that regard by, you know, laying out and explaining exactly why nobody should ever listen to it.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that song at all. It's just,
I agree.
I mean, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus can be read creepily in several ways.
It's not as inherently bad though.
I think if you think of it from certain perspectives, including the kid's perspective, it may be kind of weird, but it's not intended that way. Santa Baby, you know, I don't know, it's kind of icky. Anyway, I mean, apologies to those who like Santa Baby, but that would not be my choice either.
If you've just tuned in, we're deconstructing
Christmas songs. Is this what people pay for?
Well, the best Christmas music playlist out there, obviously, is iTunes' new Star Wars radio station. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I've been listening to.
I was listening to that this morning and thinking, this is Dan's Christmas music right here.
It's amazing.
This is it. Getting the spirit of the season, Dan. Star Wars music.
I warned my cousin that I'm driving with her up to my family's place in Rochester, New York, just before Christmas. And I said, just so you know, it's like a few days after Star Wars comes out. Probably going to end up listening to the Episode 7 soundtrack on the way up, interspersed with Christmas carols. So, yeah, if you're not ready for that, pack the noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, that's I would expect nothing less of you.
I'm true to my nature. I like to stay on brand.
Are you going to build a playlist, like, of Episode 7 mixed with Christmas carols?
You know, that's an interesting idea. I hadn't quite thought about investing that much time, but I totally could. There's no reason not to.
Nice. Yeah, so other than we're writing up some year-end wrap stuff and some holiday guide stuff and all of that, because this is the wheels of news and all of that kind of grind to a halt.
Yeah, there hasn't been too much going on this last week or two. I think everybody else is sort of, you know, all the tech companies are themselves getting ready to go into the holidays and their workers are all going on vacation. Yeah. So there's not a lot of news. There's always a couple stories here and there that drop that are, you know, especially people trying to bury things like near the holidays. Like, oh, yeah, here's this technology thing we didn't really want to talk about. We'll just run it between Christmas and New Year's. No one's paying attention.
Yeah. I wrote a piece about or a little link to Sonos didn't update that they promised. You know, they had said they were working on it a few months ago, but they dropped it's a beta version, so you've got to be on the beta track. But if you use Sonos speakers or other boxes that do music playback in your house, they added yesterday support for Apple Music, which is the first, you know, non-Apple hardware support for Apple Music, so far as I can tell. Because they're running their own software and their own servers, and they're able to authenticate and connect to Apple Music and then play, play anything, not just the contents of your library on Apple Music, but all of the Apple Music playlists and stuff like that, too. So that was a little bit of news.
Somehow I don't think that my Amazon Echo is going to have integration with Apple Music anytime soon. I would bet against that.
I think not.
Which is too bad. I don't, you know, obviously, I think I've said before, I don't live in a big enough house where a sort of networked music setup is worth my investment. Yeah. But at some point, I imagine I might. And that's something that into the Sonos intrigues me. I've heard a lot of good things. I know a lot of people who swear by it.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued to check that out.
Our old pal, Chris Breen.
I believe both of my Rebound co-hosts, I think both Lex and John Maltz have
Sonos.
Have Sonos as well.
Well, I've got some in for review, basically, so I'm going to check it out because my existing music system is the Logitech Squeezebox stuff, and it's kind of on
a little long in the tooth.
Well, it will play back music just great. The problem is that integrating with third-party services requires there to be like active development with a, with a, and a deal with a company, and that is a dead product, so there is no company to deal with, essentially. So it'll play music on my hard drive forever, and that's great, but if I want to attach it to a music service, forget it. So it's becoming increasingly problematic. So I'm going to try the Sonos stuff out, and we'll see. I'll write something about it at some point.
Yeah, I wrote a quick piece on my fondness for the Apple Watch's photo album face. Yeah, which I actually do enjoy. I think, and some of it's kind of more of a philosophical choice because, you know, sometimes I do like not being constantly harangued or looking at my watch and seeing like eight different things that I, you know, need to think about and need to do. So I've taken to switching to it on the, you know, sometimes on the weekends or when I'm on vacation. So I just have something that's a little more chill. And it's nice that you can sort of create your own set of photos and that they, you know, swaps through them random, or I don't think it's randomly. I think it's actually in order, but cycles through them. So every time you lift your wrist, you get a new picture. Someone pointed out, I think on Twitter, that live photos actually also work with it, which is kind of cool. So it's not, you know, it's not a perfect thing. I do wish there were at least an option for maybe a complication just so I could see the weather or something. Or I could move the time and date. But, you know, the great thing about the Apple Watch is that it's really just a snap to switch between faces. So, you know, you can switch to a different face for a evening or something like that. The other night I went out for a fancy, my girlfriend's fancy, you know, Christmas party at her company. I had to get dressed up in a suit and everything. And I did change my Apple Watch face to a color that matched my tie.
Oh,
there you go. There's your overly fancy Apple Watch implementation. Mm-hmm.
That's good. I'm surprised you did you not have a fitting Apple Watch band to switch to?
I don't. I still only have one band. I still only have the black fluoro elastomer, but I don't know what else could. I mean, because I, like you, have the space black
right
Apple Watch. And I've yet to find. I've heard some decent things about some of the third party bands that are out there.
Yeah, my wife has a third party leather band that's pretty nice, and I've got I have the Apple orange sport band, which is actually quite fun, and I've got a black leather band too.
Yeah, maybe it's time to invest in a fancy watch band for those for those 2 or 3 days a year in which I need to get dressed up.
I don't know. Sometimes it's just like giving a little gift to yourself. Like, how do I feel today? Orange band today. I'm going to go orange band today. And maybe nobody else notices, but it's good for you. I don't know.
I picture one of those big closets, like, you know, like where you like open the double doors to the closet and then there's just like a tray of watch bands laid out. Like, what do I feel like today?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why not? Your butler holds the tray.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it works.
You've got one of those, right?
Yeah. Oh, sure. And don't we all? Robot butlers.
Robot butlers.
They took all the actual human butlers' jobs.
Except for Alfred.
Sure. Well, he's Alfred's not really a butler. He's
more of a valet.
He's like a superhero assistant, but yeah, well, that's a secret.
Know. Hey.
Yeah, that's a Bruce Wayne problem, isn't it? The, why does he still have that human butler? When all the other butlers are robots, then Alfred is suspiciously not a robot. That they start to think there must be more to that guy. Mm.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or maybe he just fires him and replaces him with a robot butler. I don't know.
That's in one of those, you know,
Bat Butler
comics. Yeah, Bat Butler. It's the worst.
Yeah. So you're going to Rochester to the lakes for Christmas and New Year's.
That's where I'm going.
That's a
traditional
thing. And I'm going nowhere.
You're going nowhere.
Yeah, it's actually pretty great because my daughter's 14. And I think since the year she was born, we've gone somewhere for either Thanksgiving or Christmas every year because we've got family in Southern California and out in Arizona. And this time we're not going anywhere. I decided I wanted to buy a Christmas tree and like have it in the house and not like there's nothing worse than taking down the lights and decorations and putting your Christmas tree outside on like December 20th. But that's what we would have to do because we would be leaving and not getting back until New Year's. And that's just, it's not happening this year. We're keeping the tree. We're
I'll
doing Christmas
see how
here.
Mine goes. I have one up now, but I will not be back until later. Not quite New Year's, but you know, later after Christmas. So I'll have to ship it out there on the like 24 hours that I'm actually back in town before I have to leave for my next trip. I'll have to take down everything on the Christmas tree. So that'll be a great day.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's it's symbolic. I always feel like that's the I like that on I try to do that on New Year's Day or the day after. That's the
start like, fresh.
Yeah, that's the moment the holidays get cleared away and you move along. That all happens over a weekend this year. It's kind of funny. If you're listening now, we've switched to holiday talk from holiday music talk, which we did earlier.
Yeah, the technology. Yeah, I wanted to come up with a better technology solution for my lights this year, but there wasn't really a great. I could have swapped over my Wemo timer and had them come on at a specific time. But I or invested, I guess, in a second Wemo timer. Mm. But instead, I just have a. I did buy one of my nice low tech additions last year was a foot switch that you can like just click with your foot.
Yeah,
that was a good investment because I used to for years I was like scrambling down under the tree to plug in the light strand, and I was at the Target I think last year just like buying a couple you know ornaments or something like that, and I was like, oh hey, this is handy. So low tech, but works great.
Yeah, that's cool. We have one switchable outlet in our house, and I don't know why it is like this, but it was like it when we got it, so we continued to have it. And the nice thing is it's on the same wall as the Christmas tree.
Oh, convenient.
So
maybe that's why.
There's a power strip that runs from it to behind the couch, and then the lights all attach back there. And so that's really great because for 1 month out of the year, one of the light switches is the tree switch, which is kind of cool, actually. I like it. But the rest of the year, it's just we just leave it on because there's stuff plugged into that switch.
Yeah. Well, you have an emergency cutoff just in case you really need it.
Yeah. The remote charging is going crazy. Turn it off. We can't charge those remotes so fast.
I was going to say, interesting experience I had the last couple of days. I was trying to watch a couple different things on my Apple TV, and there was no I couldn't find an app for one of them. So I was trying to watch the presidential debate last night. And I had good success at some point in the past with one of the different, you know, it's on a different network every time. And I had good success with watching one of them and then being able to use the picture-in-picture function.
Wow.
I was having trouble with that this time, I think, because I wasn't using like it on Safari, but rather trying to use the CNN app, which doesn't like the picture-in-picture function.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Which was kind of a bummer. And then today I was trying to watch the second episode of The Expanse over lunch, and I was airplaying that to the TV, which turned out to be the best way. I'm a little annoyed because you know I kind of wish some of these places would come out with Apple TV apps, but you know, right now the best way to watch that is to use the iOS app and airplay it to the Apple TV, which was fine for the most part, but it does kind of lock up the rest. You can't do anything else with your iPad during that time because it doesn't like the picture-in-picture stuff. Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, it does kind of feel still magical to me on those occasions where it's worked. And it's like, oh, I'm going to airplay this thing to my Apple TV, use the picture-in-picture, and I can do other stuff on my iPad while I'm watching on the Apple TV, which is pretty cool. Just amazing how capable, you know, I just have an Air 2, and it's amazing to me still how capable that is as a device.
Yeah.
So, kind of dig it.
That's cool. So, so I think this is going to be possibly... In fact, probably our last one of these until the new year, just because of your travel.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm away a lot.
Yeah.
This is true.
That's fine. Everybody else is going to have a busy time too. So, So thanks to everybody out there for subscribing to Six Colors and for listening to this secret podcast and for supporting us in what we do. And we hope that you have a happy holiday, the rest of the holiday season, all the way through to New Year's, and we'll see you in 2016 for more. Sound good, Dan?
Great. I hear good things about 2016.
Really? Word from the future is good?
I don't want to give away too much. Okay. I don't want too many spoilers, but all I'll say is just that watch the skies.
Okay.
That's the clock.
And keep watching the skies.
Pick one.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next year.